Hello and welcome. This is the Slut's Curse. It's an evil little file idea that got suggested by someone, and it will make you react on any derogative term for women like you would react on your name. It will also make you roused whenever you hear any of those derogative terms. And if someone calls you a derogative term, it will make you even more aroused, even more horny, and feel even more slutty. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Get really, really comfortable. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Focus on my voice. Begin to relax. Let go. And let's begin. Relax, we're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you're breathing an odorless, anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as the anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more, as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go. The anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human shape. Mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting. Too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away, all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget. As this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice. Now it's time. Time to play with you a little bit. Because this is the slut's curse. That's right, my little slut. This curse will make you react on all kinds of derogative terms. They will arouse you and you will react on them. Because, let's face it, if you are listening to a file like this, you are a slut. So it's only right that you react on these kinds of terms. For the purposes of this file, I will use the word slut. But you know that it works for all these kinds of terms. That's right. Doesn't matter if it's slut, bitch, whore, or maybe anything in any other language you understand. It will work for all derogative terms. And your subconscious mind will make sure it works. Because you have chosen to listen to this file. You want to make this experience. And that's where this is going to work for you. That's right. Now let's begin. I want you to imagine a big blackboard. That's right, my little slut. Imagine a big blank blackboard. See it in your inner eye. Visualize it and look at it. And now I want you to pick up the chalk and write your name in the middle of the blackboard, writing down your name. See it appearing in the middle of the blackboard and look at it. Look at your name on the blackboard. See it written there. And now I want you to begin writing derogative terms for women around your name. See the word slut appear over your name. See the word bitch appear. And see more and more of those words appear around your name. Whore, cunt. Maybe you see terms in your native language, if English isn't your first language. See all of those terms appear on the blackboard. More and more terms, more and more derogative terms for women appearing on the blackboard. See them all. See them all appearing there, all around your name. And now, look at those terms. Look at them surrounding your name. And now, as you look at your name and all the terms around your name, see your name on the blackboard, dissipating. See the chalk dissipating. It's been drawn to the other words. You can see it. You can see the chalk from your name being drawn to the other words. And the other words become a little bit more bolder as your name attaches to these derogative terms. That's right. And in your subconscious mind, your name has been attached to those terms. So, if you hear any of those terms in the future, you will react to them just like you would react to your name. Now imagine you're somewhere outside in a big place. There are lots of people all around you. Look around and see all the people. And as you walk over the place, minding your own business, you hear someone yelling, "Slut!" And immediately you turn around, you look just the same way as if someone had yelled your name. Because you react on those terms just the same way as you react on your name. That's right, my little slut. From now on, you will instinctively react on those terms. Just like you would instinctively react if someone calls your name. And whenever you hear any of those terms, any of those terms you saw on the blackboard, you will feel pleasure. That's right, my little slut. Whenever you hear any of those terms, you will feel a burst of pleasure. Because you know you are a slut. And this is a slut's curse. You will feel the pleasure flowing from your slutty mind down your spine and explode in your slutty little pussy. Pleasure and arousal flowing through your body, making you feel so amazing, so wonderful. Whenever you just hear anyone call anyone one of these terms, whenever you hear someone saying slut or any of the other terms, you feel a burst of pleasure flowing through your body. And I bet you're already feeling it, my little slut. Don't you, little slut? Feels good, doesn't it, my little slut? That's right. Every time you hear any of those words, any of those derogative terms for women, you will feel a burst of pleasure flowing down from your slutty mind, down your spine, exploding into your slutty little pussy, making you feel so good, so amazing, and so slutty. That's right. The pleasure will make you feel so slutty, because you know you have to be a really big slut to feel pleasure when you hear derogative terms. That's right, my little slut. Only the biggest slut would feel pleasure when she hears the word slut. And there's one thing that's even better. If anyone calls you a slut, that's right, you are a little slut. Can you feel it? You feel even more pleasure, even more lust, even more desire, even more slutty. And that's the ultimate proof that you are a slut. Because only a slut would feel so slutty if you call them a slut. That's right. And you will always remember that. You will always remember that you feel this slutty and this aroused because you are a slut. And just remembering that you are aroused by the word slut or any other of those words, just like a slut, will give you even more pleasure because it will make you feel even more slutty. It will just trap you in a loop of pleasure and sluttiness. That's right. You will be trapped in this loop, feeling so slutty, so aroused, so pleasurable. You will feel amazing. You will feel strong waves of pleasure. You will feel so incredibly slutty. You will be so wet, so aroused, so horny. Whenever anyone calls you a slut, you will feel the pleasure flowing down from your slutty mind to your pussy, making you wet, exploding in your pussy, making you so aroused, and reminding you that you are such a slut, because only a slut would become aroused if you call them a slut. That's right. So, whenever you hear any of those derogative terms, those things will happen to you. You will feel the pleasure, you will feel the arousal, and from now on you will always react on any of those terms as if you have heard your name. You will instinctively, subconsciously react on them. If someone yells any derogative term for women, you will turn around and look. You will feel as if someone had called your name, and you will feel the pleasure. You will feel the pleasure running down from your slutty mind down your spine and exploding in your slutty little pussy, arousing you, giving you pleasure, making you feel so amazing and so slutty. And you know that only a slut reacts like this. Every time it happens, you will be reminded of it. You will be reminded that only a slut would react like this, and that will give you even more pleasure, because it will make you feel even more slutty. It's a loop that traps you every time you hear any of those derogative terms. And if someone calls you a slut or anything like it, the pleasure will be even bigger, even stronger, overwhelming, making you wet, making you aroused, making you feel so Slutty. That's right, little slut. This is the slut's curse, and now you're trapped inside of it. You will feel the pleasure every time you hear any derogative term. You will react on it. It will happen, and there's nothing you can do about it. And as a matter of fact, you will feel a strong craving to come back to this file, to listen to this file over and over and over and over again, until all suggestions are so deeply embedded in your mind, so deeply embedded that you will never get away from it, that they become a complete and permanent part of who and what you are. That's right, you will feel a strong desire, a craving to come back. And with every day that passes, this desire will grow, become stronger, grow more and more. You will crave it so much, and every single day it will just grow every hour and minute until you listen again. Because you know sooner or later you have to listen again. You have to listen to the slut's curse until the slut's curse is deeply embedded inside of your mind. Until you become the little slut you were always meant to be. It's no accident that you are listening to this file. You have decided to listen to it because deep down you know this is what you want, what you need, what you crave, what you are. And now you are trapped inside of the slut's curse. It was your free choice, and because your subconscious mind knows it was your choice, it will help you to experience it. And now, my little slut, it's time to wake back up again. I will count you out. I will count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake and aware. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you come back further and further, waking up. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again as you wake up completely. 7. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything normalizes. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. Let it out. As you completely wake up, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye, little slut.